just a bloke in a bar.
So you could still be going, just maybe like, you know, the game's not on, but...
I'm going to start previewing next year now.
Paddy Carrigan might have walked here, potentially.
This is where Tom and Eddie had a really fucking good night on the craps table.
Yeah. Right here. There's a plaque for us there.
This bit in the airport's where they drunk Bailey's.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. I mean, that's hard hitting. I think that moves the needle.
Well, that's when you send your special investigators over there to get the real fucking, the real pure stuff.
Yeah.
Well, just to unpack it, you know, you go over there like a detective, you know, and you get to work and you get the lay of the land.
How was Vegas, boys? Walk us through. Actually, sorry, before we get into it, Harrigan's Hotel in Cameron Park begin their footy end of fade tonight. $30 will get you a schooner, a bloke, and a haircut while watching Knights take on the Raiders. Get on down. I mean, I tell you about a deal. Getting a haircut while a beer doesn't get much better than that.
Footy in a fade?
Footy in a fade, I like that.
That's good stuff.
That's rugby league.
Just hair on the head or what?
I'll have to, look, I think it's per person. You just have to ask a question.
You ask.
So if you go in there, ask, can you shave my balls? Just ask and see what they say.
Ask, right.
Don't say that to a chick, though. That's it.
I'd go to someone who already has balls and ask them.
Yeah. That's a ball-to-ball question.
Yeah, you got to have balls to ask for your balls to be shaved by someone with balls, I think. And that's not a sexist thing. I don't want it to sound like I'm being sexist. I just think that's the smarter play.
Well, it's where you start. Yeah. But then, you know, if you were to ask another bloke with balls, if they were happy to do it, and then you were told that maybe there was a female who usually does the ball stuff,
then that's okay.
Then that's okay.
That's great stuff. How was Vegas, boys?
It's a fucking weird place, Denon. It's a really weird place. It was compared by our producer, or described by our producer rather, as the Easter show on steroids.
Oh,
that was the terminology he used, which we were giggling at. We thought was really cute. And then Brian Fletcher said the same thing. So maybe he was onto something.
Yeah, it gave some cachet.
It's almost like an appeal to authority kind of thing.
Yeah.
If Fletch can say that, he comes from a position of authority of ripping and tearing.
Yes. It's
a fucking weird place designed to keep you awake and to take your money.
It did both of those things very well.
He came back down.
They're pumping fresh oxygen into the casinos over there. So you are just alert and bubbly and ready to fucking rock and roll. You can punch darts anywhere. It felt like it was in the 80s. You can smoke at a fucking table in a bar.
They rock up to you with a tray of cigarettes.
You can smoke at the table.
Don't they just keep feeding you drinks as well?
You just got to tip the bartenders.
If you're playing, there's just free drinks.
Oh. You just got to tip the bartenders like a buck or two.
It's dangerous areas.
Oh, my. Fucking dangerous areas. You don't have to leave. We played craps for like 5 hours one night. Didn't move. It was just too easy. Bringing you whatever fucking drinks you want. A couple of bucks. We were winning, so it was great. But
the only way you've spent five tables on the, like 5 hours at the craps table is either you're winning.
They just keep you there till you lose.
Well, the thing is, you can stay there when you're losing, and we as soon as we started losing, we fucked off the following night.
Yeah, I mean,
is it down or up from the trip?
We're down.
Well,
substantially down?
No.
Not substantially. No.
Considering we were fucked the first day.
Yeah.
Oh, you got substantially fucked the first day, but then you made back up.
We lost about
how much we had gambled.
Yeah, okay.
We were down quite a lot, like more than you would think for like not many bets.
I reckon we lost about 25% of our budget.
In the first night?
No, all up.
All up. Oh, that's all right.
No, it's all right.
So we were down badly the first two nights.
Well, the first bet.
First bet, and then the first two nights we were fucking having a shocker, but the craps got us back big time.
Oh, the craps. Okay,
And then after that, we didn't really play.
No, we actually didn't do a shitload. We're hard workers. People think, oh, you guys are just over there ripping and tearing. It's like we fucking grinded our dicks to the bone.
It's called the Nut Trucker Tour.
Nut Trucker Tour, exactly. We were trucking nut for the punter and the dribble back home who couldn't make it.
Some say you didn't even want to go. You just did it for people.
We didn't want to go.
I didn't want to go over there and, you know, have a great time, hang out with my mate. And
chat to the fucking, you know, the heavy hitters of rugby league and go to the Sphere. And
I didn't want to go over there and watch my team win. And I didn't want to, you know, gamble money and drink piss and
get to the movies, Yip and Yahoo. No one wants that.
I didn't want to do that. Yeah. I didn't want to do that. But I did it because I was trucking nut on behalf of the punter and the dribbler. As indicated before we went, that's what we were going to do.
Yeah.
Nut Trucker Trucker Caps on sale next Tuesday, the 12th of March, hallosport.shop, 6 p.m. If you've got a bit of Nut Trucker in you, you're going to need the Nut Trucker.
Or you got some Nut Trucking to do.
And the boys are down after Nut Trucking for you. The boys are down.
Boys are down. Need your help.
Yeah.
Need your help. This is a play to the dribbler. Fucking help us out. No, but if you got nut chugging to do, you'll need to wear this. If you've got a bit of nut trucker about you, you'll need this hat. It's as simple as that.
I'll tell you what, if you're driving a truck with a nut trucker hat,
yeah,
that's almost like Inception kind of areas.
Yeah, we got a few truckies just sending out.
I truck nut.
If you actually are a truck driver,
isn't that a nice touch?
The cargo is nuts.
Yeah.
With that hat on.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. If you're out there driving around nuts or Steedens, then you're good to go.
Imagine driving around Steedens pumped up. That'd be the dumbest way to, the dumbest use of space. But I would respect
it. Be the dribbliest.
No, of course. I'd respect it.
And is a flat Steeden technically a nut?
It's not really, is it?
Not really.
Well, it's got to be inflated. Yeah. So that's why on the hat you'll see they are inflated Steedens. We're not moving them around.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where are the serotonin levels at? And how could you potentially fix the serotonin levels?
It's a great point. We've actually mused about this on our podcast this morning. I've got to be completely honest with the punter and the dribbler. As honest as I can be. It feels wrong saying this because I put my body through hell for the last 7 days, 10 days, and I didn't think I had it in me. I feel fucking terrific. Absolutely fucking true. Oh, you could tell by looking at me.
Yeah, for sure.
Ella, my wife, shocked at how I look.
My general demeanor.
She's like, what the fuck? I thought you were going to be like a mess.
Yeah.
My trainer, Josh, this morning, bruh, you are in the nick of your life right now. And I can only think that's because of me old mate Good Day. I can only think that. What else could it be? You know me pretty well. Am I pretty chipper?
I'm honestly surprised. I literally, when you walked in, I said, am I talking to the same Eddie as I'm talking to 2 weeks ago? You said no, and I thought you were going to say, oh, I'm feeling down. No. I'm feeling better.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking believable.
Kids up and about.
You just need someone to give you a little helping hand along the way.
Sometimes, yeah.
Because otherwise you can slip down into like a pit of madness. And that little friend's Good Day. It's as simple as that.
And listen, like, you could argue that over there, the nutritional intake was not maybe where it should be for like an operational human being to live day to day.
What are your thoughts on the
chicken tenders?
What's the thought of on your before and after photo that has been posted in the Dribblers?
Oh, that's it's a phenomenal shot. Now, listen, in fairness to me,
do you reckon that's a lighting thing?
Well, the before shot.
You were there for 48 hours.
No. How does that happen? The before shot was a couple of weeks before, maybe. But, dude, you eat chicken tenders and burgers shit. And basically fucking having Bloody Marys for breakfast. It's going to get its talons in you.
Holy shit.
You can't shy away from what is just a good old-fashioned rugby league Vegas blowout.
I didn't know it was humanly possible to blow out that quickly.
Oh, bro,
And listen, I'll be honest with you, it caught me off guard. I was like, that's got to be a lighting issue.
Is that the one with Dan? Is that the one where, like, when we're standing with Dan?
Yeah.
Dude, that's as tough as it looks.
Tell you what,
as tough as it gets.
One of the tough carries all time. We got to interview Dan Ganane, and Tom is quiet as a church.
I basically wasn't there.
He basically didn't say.
I was just sitting on the end of the couch, being like, "Oh fuck, dude, I've got nothing." Trying to think of shit to say. Shout out to Dan for being a fucking professional.
100%. But mate, honestly, without this fucking shit over there, we would have been Good Day. That is, we would have been. All at sea.
Well, because all we have is chicken
pizza,
tenders.
Pizza, burgers, chicken tenders. We didn't get into a routine that allowed us to go, okay, it's lunchtime. Yeah, let's go and get lunch.
No,
oh, it's dinner time. Let's go and get dinner. It was none of
There's
that.
There's also no options, though. Even when it was like, okay, now let's, because we fucking pounded the room service into the core of the earth. It was
there
like,
were options. We didn't look for them.
No, but there weren't like, there wasn't like.
We didn't look for them.
I did look for them. After
when
you
did we,
two,
when
I was
did, when did we go
two,
for dinner, you and I? We
no,
went
no,
out for
no,
dinner
no,
twice.
The room service. I was asking for room service. I was like, could I just get, honestly, just give me like a bowl of fucking vegetables just once, obviously with a side of burger, but like. There was just no option there.
But
so,
my point is,
yeah,
the room service was chicken tenders, pizzas, pasta,
burgers.
That's it. Steak sandwich.
What was our eggs? Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict. Real smacky stuff. We didn't put time aside to go to restaurants to eat dinners lunches. That's
we also,
where we fell apart, which is where
though?
This came in.
We did pack our runners and our exercise gear and it's still folded in my unpacked suitcase.
I love the, the positive outlook that you would be able to do
the
that.
The intention
over there.
Was there. And good. You know what? I felt a little healthier just thinking about being healthy.
After the first night, I'm like, there's no way that we're going to the gym. I don't know where it is.
No, I didn't even look for it.
I didn't look for it. I don't want to look for it. I can't, it's not.
It was a big UFC one that you're probably nearly near.
It's not that close. We did go there. We actually went there to interview the Manly boys.
Vegas is deceptively big.
As we arrived to the UFC PI, they were all on the bus leaving. We were like, this is embarrassing. Let's hide. We're
fuck that.
Whoops.
We did hide. But it's...
But listen, I just want to announce this is the first day of my comeback, though. Obviously, I did blow out.
Comeback 2024.
Comeback 2024. I'm coming back.
Have you weighed yourself?
I actually haven't. I'll do it. I'll let you know.
Just to get some clarity on the words you're using, comeback implies you were there at some point.
Well, yeah, no, because I was. There was a period maybe during COVID when I lost like 15 kilos. That was a long time ago. COVID was years ago. But
we're in 2024.
Well, exactly. So what a comeback, right? This is like, you know, 4 years out of the game sort of stuff. Steroid cheating, whatever else. But now I'm making my glorious comeback. I have every intention to do so anyway. And so watch with bated breath.
So it's you and the piss hole.
Well, fuck, I'd love a bit of what the piss hole's on. I'd say that much. If you can give me some of that.
Is the photo with Ghanaian rock bottom, is that the photo you're using?
Oh, nah. Oh, as in like, should that be like my before?
Yes.
I don't know because I was so fucking hungover. I don't know if that's a fair
representation. You're almost a little bit puffy.
Yeah. That's why I don't know necessarily
like
if I want
to. By a bee.
I think I might just get I'll get a fucking before photo at home, shirt off. I think that's the best way to do it. I don't want to lean on that Ghanaian one. I feel like it's going to give me a false. It may make me feel better than
I am. False dawn?
A false dawn.
Okay. Well, I will say, boys, I'm officially a subscriber of Good Day. And the purchase and the process of it all happening, very smooth, very good. Arrived within, I think, 48 hours max.
Fuck yeah.
No longer than 48 hours for sure. I was actually surprised when it arrived that quickly, if I'm being honest. No disrespect.
I appreciate you for buying some, Denim. You also don't need to, though. I want you to know that. Obviously, that's very kind of you.
Yeah,
but we'd be happy to provide you with some Good Day.
Look, I feel like you got to support your mates. That's one thing I don't like, is that people want free shit from their mates, but then they go and buy shit from random people. Bit weird. So I think you should support. Anyway,
you're
I'm a subscriber now.
I get it.
Come
man.
Quickly. And actually, the little touches that it comes in a brown box. And I thought, these motherfuckers have honey-dicked me into thinking that's what it looks like when it arrives. But then the little surprise, you open it up and the white box is in there and you got me good.
Did you like the message?
The quote that you...
I can't remember it.
Okay, well, that's disappointing.
That's all right.
I apologize.
That's okay.
Look, I was too shocked by the fact
that... But there's a little message in there for the punter and the dribbler.
Yeah. You know what?
It's like an Easter egg.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it.
Not an actual Easter egg though. That's the old me. That's the old me. I won't be doing that. No Easter eggs for Tom. Begoodhealth.com.au.
There you go.
Code dribblers.
And that wasn't even an ad. That was just explaining our lives.
That's just explaining fucking our lives. Three best mates yarn.
That's it. But Vegas, in a nutshell, seven nights, way too long. Like, way too long.
4 days, four nights, you reckon?
Four's probably too long.
I think three's perfect.
3 nights. But then isn't the flight fucking sting you?
So no, if like, I'm talking about time, like nights.
Nights on the.
Because it was basically six, because we got there late. The first night, we got there at 1 a.m. So that doesn't
matter. Did you go straight to bed or did you go out?
We had a beer and then went to bed.
Yeah.
A couple of beers.
Yeah, we didn't go straight. We're up till 5.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah.
But I reckon 3 is max what you need there.
Okay.
Great time, though. Him and Tobler clogged our hotel.
I was going to say,
3 times.
After hearing the stuff that you were eating. And, you know,
we had to call someone up to our hotel 3 separate times for unclogging shit.
Mine was, so the first time I think it clogged, well, in fact, I know when it clogged. Like the paper just sort of like congealed into a ball. And I was like, oh, that's going to be a problem. And then flush it and it clogged. And I'm smart enough to know when a shit is clogged. You give it one more and then you leave it.
Yeah.
Tobler.
Oh, no.
The second time. Just keeps fucking pounding that button till
it's a panic pump.
Till it overflows and starts flowing out onto the floor. Yeah, like, it's overflowing. I'm like, yeah, because you keep pressing the fucking button, mate.
But like poo swirling on its way up. You're like, oh, God. Fuck.
Second podcast to open with a bit of poo chat.
Oh, yeah. Mate. Yeah. So that was.
And then
a
the
lot.
Third one, we were downstairs and he was in the room and I've just come back upstairs to get something. And as I open the door, he's at like the window being like, hi, could you just need someone to come and unclog the toilet? I'm like, again, Tobler? What the fuck's wrong with you? He's like, oh, I was brushing my teeth and then I like gagged and threw up. You're like, no, you didn't, dude.
What? I gagged and threw up?
Yeah, no, you just clogged it with a big
what
old
What was he doing?
Poo.
Deep throating his toothbrush?
Exactly. He brushes his tongue, he reckons.
He's deep throating that brush.
Yeah,
he's a sicker.
Like even if you brush your tusks,
you don't like, I get cleaning your tongue every once in a while. I'm not knocking that, but like just tell the truth. You did another big old Boris.
Deep throat and toothbrush. Like, I get you're in Vegas and you want to mix things up, but yeah. Come on.
And
us.
You a little boot in the toilet's not clogging it.
No.
Let's call a boot a boot.
Yeah, a little boot. Actually, that's definitely not because it's all quite flowing. Yeah.
No, it's a complete liquid. Fib. It's a complete fib.
So his deep throat and toothbrush is very strange
that's
stuff.
That's I know. Very
boys, thoughts on both Vegas games?
Well, I certainly watched one of them, and that was Manly humping the Rabbitohs, who I don't want to say it this early in the season, but put a fucking line through them. Absolute poo. Manly looked good, though. Manly looked really, really good. Impressive. Great to get a win. The first Vegas game ever. That's history. You can't take that away from us.
And there's a good bounce back from winning the spoon in the preseason trial.
Well, we didn't even
care about that.
We had all of our fucking eggs in Vegas basket.
I'm just saying you won the spoon. I didn't say it was a battle.
I don't even think they give a spoon in the preseason, right? Who gives a fuck?
They don't.
But everyone looked good. Tommy looked great. Burbo's
looking hot.
Ola Kawatu, big, thick presence.
He's Amole looking unbelievable. Aaron Woods, friend of the show, dear friend of Tom and I's, was saying that him and Saab had the best preseasons. So you just know that the man's going to be a fucking handful this year.
A rugby league handful. And how about the rescue dog,
Luke Brooks. We were saying, like, honestly, this bloke has been in a pound for 10 years, 11 years.
Or one of those puppy mills where you're just fucking feeding kids, like nonstop having babies. And then we've Manly seen him and gone, there's something in this dog.
Yeah.
There's something. Let's rescue this dog. Now he's in like a fucking really nice home, paddock. He's allowed inside. And you can see.
Sleeps on the bed, mate.
Yeah, okay.
He gets the good stuff. He doesn't get that cheap kibble. We're feeding him creme de la creme.
Smackos for a bit of fun.
Oh, he gets treats.
He gets treats whenever he wants. But I mean, I'm not au fait of whacking a steak on the barbie for the big fella. You know what I mean? He's getting that level of covenant. He's got two or three walks a day. He gets out into the park. He chases
regular vet
balls.
Checkups. He's microchipped.
Oh, he's chipped now.
Of course he's fucking chipped.
Of course he's fucking chipped.
Yeah. And you just see it. You see it. Like, he's a different dog now.
Yeah, okay.
Different dog.
Belly rubs and that.
Oh,
belly rubs. Kisses, licks,
good
hugs.
Good boys.
Do you let him kiss your face?
Fucking oath.
Yeah.
Fucking oath I do. No, like just here. Underneath the chin. Yeah.
No mouth stuff.
No mouth stuff.
He licks his asshole. You know, you don't want
But do you know a dog's mouth's cleaner than a human's mouth?
Well, there you go. Let him lick you. Good for health. So you let him lick around the bottom of your chin, 100%. But tell me this, Denon. Was or was that not the happiest fucking dog you've ever seen out there ripping and tearing, scoring tries? I mean, the elation. Mm. On the rescue dog's face when he scored that try was pure.
Yeah, you know what it looked like to me?
He almost got a double.
It looked like a dog that had come home.
Yeah.
You know? It looks like a dog that either was home for a very long time and its owner had got home, or you know those videos where they reunite and they're going crazy, like jumping up on the owner and that? That's what it looked like to me.
It was beautiful.
Brooks, he can go from one of the most maligned players in the NRL to one of the most loved players. If he has a good season, the amount of groundswell of people wanting Brooksy to go well is actually crazy.
Mate, because they recognize a mistreated dog. They had him in bars trying to fight other dogs and shit. Like it was barbaric stuff.
Cockfighting stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it. And people love it. I love a good boy.
People love a good boy, and people just want to see a mistreated dog do well, and that's what we're seeing. Mm. I'm not ruling out, Denon. Dally M, 5'8 of the year, and I'll be honest with you.
Does he become a cattle dog?
He could be a prize dog. We were in the Movers and Shakers Lounge, right, with the heavies. Now, it was very nice of us to be invited by our good friend St. Peter Volandis.
Very nice.
Very nice. The common theme in there, Denon, the chatter amongst the heavies is that Manly wins the comp.
That's the hum. That's the hum behind the scenes.
That's the hum behind the scenes, mate. There wasn't a person in there that wasn't saying it.
No, it was the billionaire hum.
Everyone was humming to the same tune. Manly win the comp. At least in the final. That's what the Roosters fans were saying. You'll at least make the final. They didn't want to concede.
Yeah.
But vibes are good. Team's good. Burbo looks great. Hamale looks great. Brooks looks great. Cherry looks great. Turbo looks great. Sharp injured, but he'll
Nathan
come back.
Brown
looked great.
He was one of your best
dude,
front
Nathan
bowlers.
Brown with a bit of cunt off the bench, which is what you need. I hope I'm allowed to say that on this show, but a bit of cunt off the bench is
I think,
what you need.
Yeah, I think, look, the C-bomb, it's almost part of Aussie culture, so
I'd agree with that. I just wanted to make sure that was okay.
For sure, for sure.
Do you want to be uncouth?
No, of course.
But I just can't help but feel like Manly win the comp this year. Like, I keep saying it.
I know.
The Rabbitohs, on the other hand, I honestly think, I genuinely think that 36-24 flatters the Rabbitohs.
Yeah.
You should. You know what I would say if I was you guys? I'd say the Rabbitohs are one of the best teams in the comp and we pounded them.
But we just, listen, we're honest, right? We call it as we see it. And maybe it's just that we made one of the best teams in the comp look like absolute beaters, but that is what it is. They were shit ass.
Okay. Burbo, he's exciting me a lot.
Yeah.
What about the motor on him?
This is the year of the Burbo.
This is the year of the Burbo.
Just seeing him as well. Like, we've had run-ins with Burbo over the years, given our very close proximity to the Manly Seagulls Club. He's a brother to us. Seems like he's come out of his shell generally. He was a bit shy. Now he's just, he's a smile on his face. He's fucking ready to go. Seems like he's playing with the confidence of a man who knows he's made of the right stuff.
Now, there were whispers that number one fan, Jackman, was going to be over there in Vegas. Now, whispers have also come out that he ended up not going to support Manly. And you guys said before you were going over there, if he doesn't turn up, then you guys officially become number one fans again. Or what's going on there? What's the latest?
We didn't want to make too much out of it initially because it said that he left for personal reasons.
Okay, well,
so
fair enough.
Hope everything's good. But facts are facts. He wasn't at the game. We're the number one fans.
That's what we said before, right?
Before anything was known, you did say that.
And I also said, I believe, check the tapes, that I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't turn up. I think I said that. Now, reasons, obviously, if there are circumstances in which he literally couldn't come.
One of the goats of Australia. We hope he's...
Listen, this isn't a beef between us and Hugh. No. This is just a fight for what's right. And what's right is that we are the number one ticket holders above Hugh, given that we were at the game and he wasn't.
I do also, I did hear somewhere and I didn't follow it up, because who does these days? But
everyone just reads headlines.
Everyone just reads headlines. Apparently he was maybe there on the Friday for the famed Hugh Jackman dinner that we weren't invited to, and then he fucked off on the Saturday. Now, don't know if that's true or not. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
That could put him back into number one.
No, because he wasn't at the game dinner.
No, so, but if he has personal things going on, but he still made the time to get over there.
Yep.
And he is Hugh Jackman. Yep. Like, I mean, he's got a bit of stuff going on.
Yeah, but it's also easier for Hugh Jackman.
I'm confident in saying he's still number one fan.
No,
but he was, he wasn't at the games, though. He wasn't supporting the boys when they needed it.
All right, Roosters defeat the Broncos 20-10. Also, this Roosters are our Musashi early season edge. Use code BLOKE35 for 35% off any Musashi product except the bundle. So not the bundles, but individual products, 35% off BLOKE35.
Why wasn't Manly your Musashi early season edge?
Just because there was a lot of yarn about how... Well, Manly start the year fast, semi-fast last year. Whereas Roosters have notoriously started really slow, so that's why we gave it to Roosters, because they're starting fast.
Okay, checks out. Sure.
I understand that, but it still feels like this might be a dig at your old mates, Tom and Eddie.
Yeah.
Roosters were good.
Yeah.
They look hot to trot.
Roosters look hot to trot.
They do.
Things are clicking.
Are you worried about the Broncos?
No, I mean, I don't think people are giving enough weight to the fact that we lost Palacia, Flegler, Katewell, Herbie.
And these aren't excuses you're making.
No, not at all.
Oh, good.
But on paper, are we really at the moment as good as we were in the grand final? Like, of course not. Mm. It's going to take time. Mm. I think by around 13, 14, some of the younger boys are going to take that mantle, but it'll take a little bit of time to step into it.
Tell you who did look good for you, at least from what I remember of that game, Reece Walsh. Looks like he's got quicker.
He's gotten quicker, he's gotten hotter.
Like him out the back of shape, I believe you call it in the game of rugby league.
Yeah, yeah.
He was so fucking fast. That grubber kick he put in at speed, you're like, what the fuck is going on?
I needed to watch the replay a couple of times.
How did he get out of Suoliti's fucking hands?
Mate, unbelievable.
Like Suoliti went like this and was like, what the fuck?
Where the fuck did he go?
Where are you, mate? Unbelievable. The guy is an absolute freak.
Speaking of getting hotter as he ages, Joey fucking Manu.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that pass? City.
That whole game. See what he did with Selwyn Cobbo?
Mate.
Unbelievable. You didn't?
Well, I don't remember it.
Well, there are two if you thought the Sualii step was crazy, go watch Selwyn. He literally falls over getting stepped by Joey Manu. He was unbelievable.
There were some big hits across both games as well. There were some real big fucking hits on where you like...
Bell ringers, Tom?
Bell ringers. And like also a bit of claret.
Oh, yeah.
There was a bit of blood. I was like, I imagined PVL. I didn't ask him this directly because he was probably entertaining a billionaire. But like... If you want Americans to see how fucking hectic the sport is and everyone's like, no pads, no helmets, whatever. It's like seeing like Jared Croker get his head split the fuck up in the earliest part of the game and just keep playing.
And then wrap him up.
Yeah. Do you reckon he went out like in wrestling how they have those little pockets of blood and they gave one to each player and were like, you need to just pop it so that.
Except the Jared.
We've seen
that.
Oh, yeah. Lachlan's is like serious.
It's fucking huge.
It's a serious split.
Horny stuff. Yeah. Horny stuff. Split. Would have been smart though, Eyes Up Footy, if everyone had a little pocket of blood they could pull out.
That would have been
smart. By the end of the game, everyone's covered in blood.
That actually would have been hilarious.
That's actually pretty funny. Just a vial of claret.
Yeah.
Just everyone walks off just fucking covered in blood.
Yeah.
Well, imagine.
Roosters were good though, from memory. Like they were better than I expected.
They're the best they've looked in a very long time. Very long time. And they were missing Hargreaves. They were missing Billy Smith, they got a crazy replacement.
Billy Smith
replacement.
And Crichton. Crichton wasn't picked.
No, he just wasn't picked.
Yeah.
Connor Watson wasn't picked. Egan Butcher wasn't picked.
Is that surprising that Gussie didn't get
Dom
picked?
Dom Young wasn't available.
Yeah,
you look at that side on paper, is fucking unbelievable. Yeah. Like, it's almost, I feel like 2018 and 19 has almost excused them for 5 years or so. I know they've had injury years that have been really bad, but I do feel like we're looking at that Rooster side going, oh, they won a back-to-back comp, so it's, they're still one of the better, it's okay that they aren't winning comps now. But with that side on paper, they should be essentially in prelims or grand finals.
I still think that the common feeling is that they've underachieved.
Yeah, I just don't think they get that much. Years. Well, think about the heat that was around, probably the Rabbitohs, the Broncos the year before, the Eels to a degree.
They haven't missed the finals, though, have they? They just scraped in by the skin of their sacks.
They scraped
last
in.
Year.
But they just haven't fired a shot since the back-to-back premierships. Even Radley said, we had to admit to ourselves that we are not as good as the team of 18, 19, and we need to be, kind of back there.
Yeah.
But they looked the best they've looked. And I think the way the Roosters' season will work is they'll start the year strong, first 10 rounds, probably get a bunch of wins together. There'll be a lull mid-season, and then they'll go that late charge that they usually kind of do towards the end.
Well, that's been the big issue for the last few seasons is that they've started like a bag of shit, and then they've got to they've got to win fucking 10 in a row just to make the finals, and then by the time you get there,
you're fucked.
The damage is done.
You need two shots at it. You need to be in the top four.
100%, you need to be in top of the four. But if you've been essentially playing elimination football for 2.5 months,
it's going to be hard.
By the time you get to finals, you're completely fucked.
Especially when, if you've got to get through a final series against Broncos and Panthers, you need two cracks at that. Because it's like to go bang, bang and knock, beat both of them.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's going to be tough.
No one's won from the outside of the top four since, 95? Dogs.
Just back to the Crichton thing, though. Not a great sign for him in terms of his year to not be making the first round, is it?
And they're just stacked, though.
He was an Origin and Australian rep 2 years ago. So has he fallen off that much, do you reckon?
No, I don't think he's fallen off that much. It's just a matter of for example, he'd probably start in nearly every other team in the comp.
Yeah.
The problem is I've got Satili, who was an absolute throbber. Sewell Wong, one of the best young back rows, literally in the competition.
Victor.
They got obviously Victor at 13. Nat Butcher was one of their best players last year. It's just a hard team to make.
Yeah.
Who's outside of Nat on the bench? Would there be another spot from there on the bench where you could pick it up?
You probably need your utility, which was Sandon Smith, and then you'd probably need a big boppers that can go through the middle.
Okay.
Do you reckon they'll stick with Sandon Smith or go to
Connor Watson? It's a tough one. It's a really tough one because Sandon Smith is this young, really good player coming through. The more game time you get, he can cover probably the 7 and 6 jersey probably a little bit better than Connor can, but I would say Connor Watson's ball running is a bit more explosive. Connor was really good in the trials. I think it might just be match fitness with him. So
yeah, he hasn't played for a while.
The fact, this is the Roosters. They got this 2 14s. That would probably be a 14 for nearly any other club. It's crazy how stacked they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, great games. Absolutely loved them. Fuck, it was so good.
Were you frothing at home?
Oh, it was the best. It was so good. And even just it sounds weird, but even just the lighting on the screen, you can. It's different to what you're used to in Australian stadiums because obviously it's closed in and all these like little tiny details that are different in America. They're not huge, but it just gave you this very different vibe on TV.
Just like the big screens, seeing like the club's logos and shit up on the big screens and all the banners around, like all the digital banners around the thing. It was just a wild.
Honestly, and I thought just on video, I thought I saw the most fans there. But honestly, which team brought the most fans over? Do you think?
Probably the Broncos.
Yeah, I thought TV, it looked like not mostly, they had the most fans. Not by a huge margin, but, and I didn't know whether it was my bias, like picking it up because I'm looking for those
walking
jerseys.
In the ground, I would have definitely seen more Broncos. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually don't even fucking know.
Didn't even think about it?
No, I did not think about it.
I wonder, and that's our kind of next question, what teams do you reckon should go next year?
Well, apparently it's only two teams.
Can you check that?
Oh, really?
I looked that up. I swear I saw that in an article somewhere, Matty.
Two teams and what? World Club Challenge or something maybe?
He was saying that
the thing that I read was two teams moving forward, and that says to me it would be a cost thing, the cost of taking.
You gotta have more than one.
That's
game,
what
man.
I would have thought. I would have seen.
I could have misread that, but I swear that's what I read.
I think you're definitely going Penrith. You're
not going to fill a stadium out if it was just one game.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. If it's just one game, like
you're never going to fill 60. What is it? 60, 70?
And the thing with taking new teams every time is that you're then just getting that fresh injection of fans coming over. But I reckon Penrith for sure, Parramatta for sure, maybe
Storm, Dogs,
Storm. I don't know if the Storm's fans, but I guess they're
Newey.
A big team.
We were saying Newey, they'd flock. Newey's mate.
Fans I reckon New Zealand fans would flock. Yeah, at the moment, right now, I reckon Kiwi fans would go skits. I reckon they should do a World Club Challenge there. Like, that would give Pommies an excuse to go over there, Aussies an excuse.
Well, you could do that in one game.
Yeah, that's what I reckon they need to do. And maybe a women's game. Because I personally believe our women rugby league is better than any other female sport. Like, it's the best product.
But would
that
be your second game? Or
no, that wouldn't be my second game. It would be three games, kind of thing. And it's a good way to potentially, if you do get a female market over there, like maybe that's the way in. You just don't know.
Yeah,
that's a good point. It's the I mean, I think Guru's even said like he saw so many English fans over there.
World Club Challenge, because then all of a sudden it turns. I think it would make it a bigger deal. I think it would begin to matter more because it's like on our round.
It's a bit limp at the moment. The World Cup Challenge
to us anyway. Yeah. I know English fans love it.
Shout out to Guru as well for what I think was potentially the dribbliest content over there, and he's just going around Vegas and just like adding. The rest of like a word, you'd find like a hotel or something, a word, and then just add the rest of it to make a rugby league player's name. Like he was just doing this series of them the whole time, and every time I'd see him, I'm like, that is so funny.
It was a lot. And also someone was like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, they were good. It was just so fucking dribbly.
Matt, all the content was so good. That's what I will say though, if you boys and Guru didn't go over there, like content would have still been good, but nowhere near the same as like actual content creators going over there.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man.
Can't find anything on two teams at all. The only thing that was close to that was like someone suggested that the winning team stay and two new teams go, but I couldn't find anything on just two teams going.
I just reckon they rotate.
It seems like Ebdo says it's the same criteria as this year, so I think it's gonna be
four. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
If you go rotate four plus a World Club Challenge, Tawi stuff.
But they're definitely rotating the teams.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Now, also, the rest of the round continues tonight, and you can watch all six games live and ad-free on KO Sports and on 4K. Oh, she was good stuff watching on 4K last week. Don't forget as well, Wednesday, March 13, rising super bantamweight contender Sam Goodman returns to the ring in hopes of continuing his run for a world title shot. He faces Mark Schliebs in the co-main event. Fan favorite Isaac Headsplitter Hardman faces Venezuelan Andre Saavedra. Order the exclusively on Main Event with KO. You don't need a KO subscription. The link will be in the show notes. I'm going to be going down to the Goodman Schliebs fight. I cannot wait. It is going to be it's great, good, honest Aussie boxing. So make sure to tune in.
You're going to be in the ring?
Not in the ring.
Disappointing.
Just talking boxing, I guess.
You're going to be talking?
Well, I think so.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah. Also, don't forget. Timmy Zhu fighting at the end of this month in Vegas.
And so you're going to be down there talking on camera?
I think so.
Oh!
Like only for like a quick interview. Only a quick interview.
You're going to be taking anyone through their fucking paces?
Yeah, I might walk the fans through fucking some insights.
Yeah, like head movement.
Yeah, and just little details I've picked up in watching a bit of tape in boxing. You know?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Because you, mate, you get it.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. From a purely training perspective,
Who'd
I get
win
it.
Out of you and Tim Zhu, you reckon?
Look, I reckon he'd be lucky to last three.
Yeah. You'd give him
three,
some trouble.
Three pushing it?
Three's pushing it for him.
So you got a bit of world champion in you?
I got a bit of world champion in me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So
when we were over there, I was wearing one of those, like, fucking, I don't know, I guess it's like what their trainers are wearing for, like, when they're hitting body shots, and he's punching me with it. And I'm like, initially they were like, George Rose was like, wear the smaller one. And initially I was like, oh, okay, maybe we'll wear the smaller one. But then I was like, nah, fuck. Or they had to go find it or some shit. And I was like, just give me the big one. Fuck me, dude. Like, yeah, you feel it. He was like just now, obviously part of that is my physical conditioning. I know that. But just jabbing me almost. And I was like, this could almost wind me.
Like, people, I reckon until you watch boxing in real life, you don't realize how much it, like, because they got the gloves on, it almost looks soft. Like the gloves make it look like almost a pillow's hitting.
Yeah.
But until you actually get punched, you're like, oh,
it
shit.
It is not at all.
It is not that.
I saw some MMA fighter get asked recently where it was like, would you prefer to get punched in the face or kicked in the body? And it's like, he was like, dude, punching in the face is not that bad.
Compared to kicking
in the
body.
It's like getting kicked in the body is fucked. Like body shots are fucked. Getting in the face is like, obviously that isn't great, but like.
Well, especially a liver shot, your whole body literally shuts down.
Can't imagine that.
Like, ooh. So make sure it's the end of March. Tim Tszyu fighting Thurman, easily his biggest fight. Thurman coming off it's been a bit of a long layoff, but he is coming off a win recently. And he's a very unorthodox fighter compared to Timmy, who is, I wouldn't say orthodox, but he's not necessarily unorthodox. So it's a huge step up for Timmy.
He's doxed.
Don't dox people, but he's doxed.
What is doxing people? I've never fucking
It's like giving out their personal information pretty much.
Okay. Don't dox him.
Don't dox people.
Don't dox him.
Actually, if I wouldn't dox Timmy, he'll fucking bash
you. No, he'll fuck you up.
So oh, do he's the last bloke I'll be doxing.
Don't dox him.
Fuck you up.
But he'll dox you. He could dox you because that's how he talks. So make sure to tune into that. AJ Brimson has been quoted saying, I still don't quite look at myself as a center, but I'm pretty keen to be the best center I can. I'd be lying if I said I was stoked to be changing position. But again, these things happen in footy. If it means we win, it's all worth it. I definitely don't want to be stuck out on the edge there. I think Manu is a good example of someone that can still have a massive impact on the result of the game in the center position. How do the Titans get the best out of AJ? And also, they've just released pre-orders of Prince of Palmy, which is Palm Beach, shirts with AJ's face on it. So go to the Gold Coast Titans Instagram. I've already purchased my shirt and grab one.
So wait, they're like slinging merch, are they? Like bespoke merch?
Bespoke merch.
Fuck yeah.
Titans. Good on it. Prince of Palmy. Thoughts, boys?
So is this Dez just going up there and going, I know Jaden Campbell's not playing this weekend, but just going, he's the man for the one jersey.
As in Jaden is the man? Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. I think that
Because AJ was still playing fullback last year, right?
Yeah, and I think
so. This is a Dez decision, or was AJ always sort of slated to be moving into the centers?
Pure Dez, pure Dez.
Yeah, okay.
This is Dez through and through.
Yeah,
and I think he's basically looked at it and gone, like, well, the way I'd see it is Brimo is the best fullback at the club, in my opinion, but he can play multiple positions, and he can't afford to have Jaden Campbell not in the starting side.
Yes,
and also he can't be number 14, so it's like, how do you get both blokes in the side? The only way you can do that is by putting Brimo at center.
Mm.
It's going to be, yeah.
Brimo, though, apparently doesn't look at himself as a centre.
He doesn't look at himself the same? What?
No, as a centre.
And I think that's part of it, right? Like, if you look in the mirror
and you see
a fullback,
how
can you play centre rugby league?
Yeah.
Do you think he needs, like, the guy from Cool Runnings, Desi, to go, you've got pride, you're a centre, get in his ear like that?
I almost think he needs the Queer Eye for the Centre guy or something like to come in.
Okay.
Just get him looking and feeling and dressing like a centre. Do centres dress differently?
Or is it like that coach whisperer guy who comes in snake oil salesman? He needs someone selling him some snake oil.
The bloke that worked for the Roosters.
Yeah.
The 1%er guy.
Yeah, who walks around with premiership rings.
Yeah, just walk. Yeah, employ him to walk behind you, going, "You are a center. You are a center. You are a center."
Stand next to him in the mirror. You maybe he's got to write it on the mirror. Don't forget, you're actually a center.
Yeah, write it on your arm and shit, because he could find himself,
middle of a game, forget.
So you reckon the good old strapping tape on the wrist and write, "I'm a center."
Instead of fold some cunt, write, "I am a center."
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Because otherwise,
that
you might find him fucking just right at the back at some points of the game. Be like, shit.
I find him in the front row. He's just lost.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't know what he's doing.
It wouldn't be the worst thing, I think, for AJ to maybe go and do a couple of days a week on the tools just as a general labourer. You know how centres are a bit more grunt work?
Yeah,
they're not as flashy. Joey Manu's an exception, obviously. Mm. But typically your centres are just grunt work guys, tough stuff.
With a bit of flash.
With a little bit of flash. Yeah. Well, that's why I'm saying he doesn't.
A few days, not the whole week.
A few days. Yeah. Just a couple of days a week on the tools. Not every day.
Also, not stoked to be changing positions. Do we get him to start being a bit more adventurous sexually? So that then when he has to change positions on the footy field, he's a bit more comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. Show him some reverse cowgirl going,
get
look,
in there. Like, this can be awesome.
Look, look at the benefits of changing position.
Yeah.
That's right. Someone needs to mail AJ a Kama Sutra.
There you go. That's what he needs.
You reckon Desi should sit him down and take him through it?
Page by page.
Yeah, show me how it's
position
done.
By position. Mm. Not just showing that you can change positions, but that feel good.
Yes. There's merit to them.
Yeah. So maybe
because you don't want to change positions for changing positions' sake.
No, because then you fuck the rhythm up.
Yeah. That's right. It needs to add. Honestly, I think that's a really healthy idea.
Yeah.
For AJ to be aware of the benefits of changing positions.
And it does go like Gold Coast vibe, the glitter strip.
Yeah.
It does all kind of the synergy there. Yeah. There's synergy
because you know what it is. AJ's like, I'm fullback. I'm a doggy guy. I love it. And then he's looking at
his goes. I actually think you're more than just a doggy guy.
But AJ's of the opinion that he's been moved to missionary only, and he's not happy about it. Obviously.
And maybe we need to show.
But there's value in missionary.
There's plenty of value in missionary. There's plenty of value. Don't knock the something that's been around for ages.
But just because you play
tried
center,
and tested,
just because you play tested. Center though doesn't mean you got to. You got to be missionary exclusive.
You can roam.
That flick pass from Joey Manu was fucking pile driver stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's legs over their fucking shoulders. Yeah. Get into it.
That's it.
100%.
That's ass play.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Rimmy stuff.
That has been solved. Problem solved.
Brimo, what next?
Dally M Center. If he wins it,
there you go.
You can come back to this conversation. Yeah.
It's because Desi gave him a
Kama Sutra book.
A little bit of a book. Highlight it for him and shit. Try this out,
it's Kama Sutra. It's Indian, correct?
I don't know. I'd assume so, but I don't know.
Can you Google that, please? Did I think that I'd ask that question today? Or
well, you should always expect that something like that will be coming up.
And I wonder how many... Is it all moves in there or did they leave some on the chopping block? Like what?
Oh, right.
Who vetted them?
I'll get back to you on that, but yes, it's Indian.
Okay.
It's Indian, so it's Indian, eh?
I'm so shocked you don't know, okay. Matty. He has a scissor. He's a scissor king.
You've definitely rifled through it.
Well, that's how I only need one. Why? I only looked at the paper.
That's a good question, AJ, though. Who vets that and gets to say what is good and what is
who
not good?
Who made it?
Because like, I'm sure there are some positions that should be in there that aren't, and there are some that are in there that, you know what, this doesn't live up to the standard of Kama
Sutra. I think there's, and I mean, I'm just assuming here, but like the person who wrote it was maybe like a weapon in their field, best in class sort of stuff.
Yeah,
right?
You can't be writing books like that without experience.
And I wonder though as well, is it staged the Kama Sutra? Like, do you sort of reach a point
beginner
of enlightenment?
Expert.
Yeah, like there's beginner, which is your missionaries, your doggies, your conventional posies. But then by the end of it, it's like, now you wrap your legs around your head.
Yeah. By the end of the book, you can't have tight hip flexors.
No, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing
I
can do.
I reckon by the end of your book, you reach enlightenment, which is just making love to yourself.
Yeah, you end up being able to just fuck yourself, which don't we all want to do.
What's tantric sex?
Or isn't that like, like holding, like edging pretty much?
Yeah.
Edging for
I'm pretty sure it's like you maintain like the feeling of an orgasm, isn't it? For like a fucking super long time. Which I don't know how you'd handle that.
It'd be intense.
Look, it's edging from 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, ancient edging.
Yeah, ancient edging. So you pull out, give her a rest and put her back in. That's tantric.
Tale as old as time. Major team talking points. Cam Munster is named, but he's in doubt for re-aggravating. And guys, can you walk through this? Because you've experienced this before.
Mm.
A key player, star player, slipping in the shower.
It happens. See, look. When it happens to one of your Queensland players, he slipped in the shower. When it happens to heart and soul, never told a lie in his life.
Altar boy sort of stuff.
Altar boy, turbo, Tommy Jabojevic. Oh, no, that can't be true. That's bullshit. Like, which one is it?
I'm not believing the shower slip.
You don't believe that Munster slipped in the shower?
You don't believe he slipped in the shower?
I don't believe he slipped in the shower.
Wow. I do. Maybe I believe you, Cameron.
It says groin too, Kama Sutra stuff.
What do you?
Well, fuck, but certainly could have been doing that.
People slip in the shower, though. You didn't realise that. Showers can be slippery.
Oh, I get that.
Especially if there's shampoo or a bit of soap at the bottom, she's slippery.
Look, I get that, but it's like, you know, slipping enough to injure yourself?
Question, actually, hectic. Just a shower question. How often are you scrubbing your feet when you're in the shower? Like, oh, you wash your body and shit, but how often do you...
Scrub my feet.
Right, never. I don't really either. But there are times where maybe, like, say I've been, you know, in, like, my feet are actually dirty, where you give them a scrub. That's when Slip City could happen in the show.
Okay, Slip City.
So it could be that this guy, this guy being Cameron Munster,
he might have been, yeah,
could be, he could have been scrubbing his feet.
Okay,
that's the only excuse I think to slip in the shower.
He might have been playing, you know, a bit of touch, barefoot touch, and his feet are fucking dirty as shit.
Yeah,
it's possible.
Okay,
earthing.
You don't seem to be a believer. No, what do you think's happened?
Look, he's a Queensland. If a video came out with him racing someone, I would be like, wow, that's really interesting.
But has there been a video of him?
If it does.
Right.
If it does,
well, that's it's irrelevant though, right? Just like,
that video was also days before he slipped in the shower.
Yeah.
So the timing's completely wrong. And he was running within himself.
So you believe the Queenslander wholeheartedly? You're all in?
I like to take players at their word, mate. That's what I like to do.
Yep. We've made a career on
it. I didn't know that he was at risk of not playing.
No, he's definitely at risk.
Well, that's annoying.
Because you have tipped them.
Well, because I got off the plane, Tom, hadn't read the team sheet, hadn't read any information, went off vibe, he was named, he's in the team. So I pick the Storm to win. I still think they can.
It's like us going hard at the Titans line and then finding out David Fifita and fucking Jaden Campbell aren't playing.
It's great. Whoops. Great stuff.
Whoops.
Yeah, look, I tell you what, bit of value in the Dragons getting up.
That's what people are saying, and that's got me fucking worried.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But you got to hold firm, don't you? Desi will have the boys up.
Desi
will have the boys up.
Desi.
Okay. Joey Chan earns a starting spot in the edge from Melbourne. I was surprised with this because did he even trial there? But actually, yes, he did in that last game, I think. But I like this from a Storm because he's big and explosive.
First time I'd ever heard of him was yesterday on About Even when Rue mentioned his name. I was like, usually, you know, like, you've heard about, especially at Melbourne, you usually have heard about someone they're bringing through. I'm like, I didn't never fucking heard of this guy.
Yeah, I think he went to the Super League for a little bit, came back, and he played a couple games last year. So that's great news. Luai Name, despite being in doubt with shoulder, will be his first game since grand final.
Yeah, what's happening with his shoulder?
Well,
it seems to be talked about a lot.
Well, he had surgery.
He had surgery.
Is he playing? Is he not? Is he playing? Is he not?
In doubt, just like Munster. Like, is it going to be too soon? Not too. I think that they'll
Is this just them playing Fox, or is it right on the line, do you think?
I think it's right on the line, but also a bit of Fox. Like, they would know already.
Yeah.
Because, like, for example, if you're Luai or you're Munster, key players to those two teams, you don't rush them. Like, if you're 2 days before a game and you're unsure whether they're ready to go, it's round one. Do not play them. Give them that extra week. And I think that, you know, if they are publicly saying, oh, we're unsure, that's because they're playing possum with the other team, so they don't know how to prepare. Like, is Munster going to play? Is he not going to play? But they would know internally whether they're going to play or not, for sure. For sure. There's no way you'd be doing fitness tests on key players in round one the day before a game going, oh, is he there? That's craziness.
Madness.
Round one. Like, you go, mate, you need another week. Crichton named at centre. Thoughts on this? I'm shocked at this.
I was surprised.
And he took Cherry's spot, essentially. Bronson Cherry's.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you've got...
Because Kiraz is the other centre.
So you've got Cherry that would be sitting out.
And Taft's fullback, is it?
Taft's fullback.
I thought Crichton was signed as a fullback.
That was put out to make it like he was leaving Penrith for that, and Penrith can't offer him that. But that's not true. He didn't leave Penrith for that.
Right. Okay.
He left for Cheddar.
No, he didn't leave for he. Well, my understanding whispers is that he barely got offered anything from Penrith.
Is that right? It would be that.
I have nothing to confirm that.
Salary cap constraint.
Yeah. Like, for example, if you're Penrith, from a Penrith perspective, you've got Critter, who is worth like $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, or you've got a young fella that you can put on $150,000, $200,000. That's going to be not as good as Critter, but with the system you've got and the key players and key positions all locked down, it's just a tough, that's like the decision you need to make. You know, I had heard Critter was willing to take as low as possible, but I think that there's a minimum because he's an Origin player, you can't pay him anything less than that.
Yeah.
So this idea that he would just offered was this Motza from Bulldogs, I don't think that's true. It's more along the lines of, you know, I think the Penrith Panthers looked at it and said, we can pay this young fella, nowhere near as much as Critter.
Mm.
We can't afford to offer him anything. But if we say it publicly, we haven't offered Critter, you know, anything, or you know, we offered Critter $200,000 or whatever, then they look bad because they're like, offering Critter to, you know, so
yeah,
that's what I think happened.
How much do you reckon clubs, and especially successful ones like Penrith, would have like roadmaps into the future in terms of like Critter's someone we can let go in a couple of years? Do you know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
Luai's someone we can let go of in a couple. Like, do they would Are they making those like decisions 12 months out, or is it like they'd be looking like way further down the track?
Five to 10 years.
Yeah.
They would have like, you know, this basically this guy's coming through, you know, if he, you know, Cleary will be 32 by that age, this guy will be this age. Like they plan ages in advance. The hard thing with salary cap is you don't know who's going to explode though. Yeah. Like someone could kill it.
Yeah.
Could change everything.
I tell you what, he's an outstanding center though. Fucking outstanding. Has he ever played at fullback? Has he got much experience there?
Yeah, he's played a little bit there. The thing is people that say that he's definitely not a fullback, it's like I haven't seen enough of him to say that. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Sometimes
he's ripped
longer.
A couple of times for Penrith as well playing fullback.
Yeah, he's played really well, and other times he's played not so well. Like, so people that go, nah, definitely not a fullback, it's like he's played like maybe 10 games there, maybe 10 games. Like, you need longer than that to know whether someone's a fullback. He's 22 or 23 years old, young as shit.
He's young, isn't he?
How old is he?
He's 23.
Jesus,
he might even be 22.
Six games at fullback,
six games. So,
how old is he?
One sec.
What was the win loss record in those games?
Would have been Penrith,
I think. 5-1,
23.
That's actually fucking rocking.
Three-time premiership winner, four-time grand final player, state of origin.
Yeah, done everything. So led Samoa, helped lead Samoa to that World Cup final.
Yeah, five wins, one loss.
Yeah.
At fullback?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's not that fucking bad, is it?
Don't forget that Brooks is our menu log hungriest player. Use code Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, for free delivery. And you also get a chance to win a $200 menu log voucher. So that's use code Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, for free delivery or a chance to win, plus a chance to win $200 menu log voucher. Also a reminder, the LDV T60 has 160 kilowatts of grunt, which makes it one of the most powerful utes in its class. LDV T60 Power Player of the Week was Omole Olakau'atu. We'll do some predictions. Knights v Raiders.
Knights, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, love the Knights. Knights tonight in front of their home faithful.
Warriors Sharks.
Warriors.
Cheeky Warriors 13 plus. Just throwing it out there. Just a cheeky one.
Okay.
Storm v Panthers.
I'm going to go Storm because of the round one record.
Panthers. Storm with the line. It's 4.5. Don't mind that.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
I don't mind that either.
I don't mind that.
Because if they're losing by a lot at home round one, if they lose, it'll be by a little bit short.
Yeah, it'll be fuck all. And I just, it's what, 2001. The record's a record for a reason. They must have elite pre-seasons. I'm going Storm.
Panthers.
Okay, Saturday, Eels versus Doggies.
This is a fucking tough game to pick.
Really? I'm going Eels 13 plus.
Eels 13 plus.
Yeah.
I've picked Bulldogs.
I think I picked Eels, but obviously, you know, we don't.
I don't know where the Eels are at.
Yeah.
I don't know where the Eels are at.
And also the Bulldogs could come out.
That's it.
And I don't know where the Bulldogs are at. Yeah. That's the
unknown.
It's fucking
unknown. So you're going Doggies?
I'll go Eels.
Eels?
But I hate
Titans, Dragons.
I've gone Titans.
Titans minus 5.5.
But people, there's whispers out there of the Dragons.
I'll tell you what, I'm going Titans, fucked. But value? Dragons 13 plus. Value.
Oh,
just
a 13 plus. Could you imagine?
Of course it's value.
A cheeky little $5. Cheeky little Stewie Diver. Sunday, Dolphins v Cowboys.
I'm
going to go the Cows.
I'm going Cows.
I'm just going to go the Fish then. Fuck it.
Okay.
And I think the Cows start a bit better this year.
All right, that's us done and dusted. Make sure grab a case of bloke beer, get some good day, and we'll go and fuck ourselves. Yoo. Thank you.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.